Welcome to the CWA Radio Network, brought to you 7 days a week by Christian Women Affiliate. You're listening to The Whole Woman, hosted by Lisa Shaw. The Whole Woman, a place for women of all ages to love, laugh, and live out loud for Christ. For the next 60 minutes, we invite you to join us live via the chat room. Click to talk with the host or call in via our toll-free call-in number, 347-850-8893. After the show, we invite you to join us at ChristianWomenAffiliate.com. Here's your host.
Hi, everybody. It's good to connect with you today. This is Lisa Shaw, and welcome to the Whole Woman Radio Program. Excited, as always, to share with you what God has put on my heart. We are down to the wire. We are doing our last week together, our ninth week of the summer Bible study based on my book, You Are Beautiful in God's Eyes. Now, there are a lady emailed me and said, there are 10 chapters to your book. Why are you only doing 9 weeks? Well, the 10th chapter you can read on your own and be encouraged in that. It's sort of like my closeout message to you, okay? So we are doing chapter 9 today on deeper beauty. But before we begin, I want to just share a few things with you. Number one, I want to thank all of you who have tuned in live, all of you who have listened to the archives, all of you that have sent me emails and comments and direct messages, to the sweet woman who sent me a greeting card, to my P.O. box on my website. I appreciate and love you all. I really do. I have prayed for you every week during this time together, and even the two times I think that we didn't have the program, one time because we were on vacation. And so I just want to thank you for the time that you've taken to connect, whenever it was, whenever you were able to do that. I pray that it has been an encouragement to you, a blessing to you. I pray that it's been life to you in some way. And if so, then to God be all the glory for that. Amen, because it's got nothing to do with Lisa. It's all about Jesus. It's all about God giving me this message to put in a book form, something, as he said, he wanted it to be an easy read, something that in this day and age where so many of us are tapped into so many things at one time, I believe God wanted to just touch your heart and mine through this book and make it simple, easy, but powerful to minister to you. And I have seen him do some amazing things with this book and put it into the hands of people that on my own I would have never been able to reach. So I know that it's God doing that and not Lisa, and I'm grateful to him for that. So we have gone through 9 weeks. We have talked about the fact that you are beautiful and I am beautiful in God's eyes. We talked from chapter 1, what does God say about you? Chapter 2, the world's view. Chapter 3, past pain. Chapter 4, hurting words. Chapter 5, I need a man to complete me. Chapter 6, defeating ourselves. Chapter 7, living apart from his truth. Chapter 8, straddling the fence. Chapter 9, deeper beauty. And chapter 10, my heart to yours. I thank God for everything that's been written, everything that's been shared, everything that's been said. And I'm just excited about your future and my future, because the bottom line is you've got to dare to believe who God says that you are. You got to first know who he says that you are, and then you got to dare to believe it. I'm really excited that the companion study guide, I put it together in a spiral bound, and it made its debut a couple weeks ago when I ministered at the Praise and Coffee Nights in South Florida. What an exciting time that was. And even if you got the PDF files, I want you to know that the companion study guide looks nicer. It's put together well. It's got a little extra stuff in it to bless you. And all of that information, the companion guide is now for sale on my website, lisashawcares.com. You can buy it individually or you can buy it as a set with the book. So you can find all of those details over there. Now, we're going to pray, and then we're going to jump in. Abba, Father, we thank you for another opportunity to be in your presence today on this, your program, Lord. We pray that you would receive the praise, honor, and glory through it. We pray, Lord, that our hearts would be open to you, that our spiritual eyes and spiritual ears and our heart would be receptive to whatever it is that you say to us, Lord, that we would take it in, that we would make your word, which is already alive and active, that we would make it alive and active in us, in our lives. I ask you to bless your daughters that are listening in today, Father. Bless them in their minds, in their bodies, in their heart, in their spirit. I pray, Lord, that wherever there is confusion or distraction from the enemy, we bind it now in the name of Jesus. And I pray that each one of them would just break out of the cocoon, Lord, the cocoon, and see that they are beautiful butterflies just because you have called them to be, because they are beautiful in your eyes. I pray that they would know that in the midst of all the other noise and voices and problems and stresses that are going on in this world today. I pray that your daughters listening in would know and believe that they are really beautiful in your eyes. Thank you for that, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, ladies, I was really praying about how to close out today with chapter 9. And originally, I was going to just minister my heart to you through God. And then I said, you know what? I felt on my heart, I'll just read the chapter. I'll just read to you. I mean, the chapter says it best. So I'm just going to read it to you. And so I'm going to ask you for a minute. I hope it's quiet around you. I hope you're in a position to listen, whether you're at home or on your lunch hour. Or in your car. I hope that you're somewhere where you can just quiet yourself for a few moments and just take this in, chapter 9, Deeper Beauty. I'm going to read it to you, and this is how we're going to close out our 9 weeks together. And then we're going to talk a little bit. I'm going to fill you in on some of the upcoming programs. I'm really excited about that also. So take a breath, ladies. We all sometimes just need to take a breath. So do that. Just inhale, hold it, and now breathe out. And just allow yourself to just be full of God's presence today. As I read chapter 9 to you, I want you to take it in. Real beauty is deeper than our skin. It is deeper than the color of our eyes, the shape of our brow, or the length of our lashes or nails. Real beauty is deeper than the sway of our hips, the fullness of our lips, the shape of our bodies, or the length of our legs. Real beauty is more than the color, length, and style of our hair, whether it's real, weaved, colored, permed, or teased. Real beauty is deeper than whether we shop at Saks Fifth Avenue or Kato Fashion. Whether we buy our shoes and pocketbooks from Neiman Marcus and Nordstrom's or Walmart and Payless, the beauty that never fades, the beauty that is deep, penetrating, and everlasting is found deep within the core of who we are. It is found only by seeking to know the one who is all beauty, the one who made you in his beautiful image. We must dive into his word like a hungry puppy with his tail wagging over a big bowl of good food. Then we will begin to learn who God is and who we are to him. We will then begin to see ourselves through his eyes. We'll stop believing the lies of the enemy. The more we ingest God's word and take in his truth and apply it to our lives, It is then, ladies, that we'll stop allowing Satan and the world, people around us, our past circumstances, and even our own minds, our own thoughts, to define us negatively. We will begin to feel our hearts transformed, which will lead to our minds and our words being transformed. When our words are transformed, then how we treat ourselves and others will begin to change for the better. Now we're talking power, ladies, real power, that Holy Spirit power. That's a life transformed. I was thinking the other day about the fact that God's hand is on our lives. I have a journal book that says, Mold Me and Make Me. If you're on my social media page, my private Facebook page, then you'll see it in the timeline banner, ladies. Back to the book. I love this because that's exactly my heart's cry. I want God's hand on my life, ever molding and making me into the image of his son, Jesus. I want his beauty, real beauty, to be seen in me. I know that's your heart's cry as well, ladies. It is flattering to be complimented for physical outer beauty, but real flattery is being told that you are a beautiful person within. That will bow your head in humility before the Lord because you realize that they don't really see you, but rather the handwriting of God upon your life. That's deeper beauty, ladies. That's deeper beauty. Our physical bodies are decaying daily, so that what is held up today may drop down tomorrow. Praise the Lord, ladies. Woo! Let me read that again. Our physical bodies are decaying daily, so that what is held up today may drop down tomorrow. Anybody else live in that? I got a couple of areas that gravity has struck, so you're not by yourself. Physical beauty won't last, but deeper inner beauty that comes from Christ being alive in you lasts forever. It's a beauty that affects all with whom you come in contact. The many women whom I encountered along my Christian journey are all from different ages, stages, backgrounds, and cultures. All of their experiences are different, but one thing has been constant. The ones who are living with God's handwriting on their life exhibit certain behaviors that stand out. They have genuine smiles. There's a joy that resonates from them. They are gracious and kind. Their words are seasoned with grace and truth. Those ladies that have his handprint have learned hard lessons, including how to love, forgive, and walk with humility in Christ. Many of them have been through major storms in life, but came out by God's grace undefeated. Amen. Those ladies learned difficult lessons about taking care of themselves spiritually, emotionally, physically, mentally, and relationally. Many of them understand that there is a time to work, rest, and to play. They are women who love God and their families. They are single, married, divorced, and widowed. They are mothers, sisters, daughters, and aunts. They are caregivers, leaders, businesswomen, educators, and more. And that's all of you ladies. What I also see in common in those women is that they are determined to live authentically. They don't need praise and accolades, but they realize that it all belongs to God. They understand that he gives them strength to make it through each and every day. These women know that they are imperfect, flawed, and in desperate need of Jesus. You won't find them desiring a public platform for the sake of public praise, but rather they desire to be used by God in whatever way he deems, as long as he gets the glory. Amen, ladies? These women live with repenting hearts. They realize that whatever God has given to them in an instant can be gone. Therefore, their hands only rise to Him in worship and praise. Their hearts may love others, but Jesus is their first and true love. They are careful to repent quickly when they sin. They pray to avoid the temptation to sin. They pray to walk with humility. They speak areas of weakness to God in prayer, asking Him to help them. They are determined to forgive easily and quickly, even though that's difficult to do. Right, ladies? Difficult to do. Back to the book. They desire to worship more than whine about problems. They are determined to praise and give thanks rather than to complain and murmur. These are women who are not trying to be perfect, but rather surrender to the perfection that is Christ within. Again, ladies, we're talking about deeper beauty here as we close out this 9-week together. We're talking about deeper beauty. They desire to live and serve with a spirit of excellence. Do they always get it right? No. Do they slip, stumble, and at times fail? Yes. Are they a work in progress? Yes. Do they have off days? Absolutely and often. I'm raising my hand right along with y'all. The beauty is that they quickly get back up by getting into the presence of God. If they got to kick, scream, run, or crawl to the feet of Jesus, they're going to do it because they hunger for Him, for His handwriting is on their lives. Now, ladies, because you're reading this, I believe that you have the handwriting of God on your life, even now. You may not realize it fully or even comprehend it on the level that He desires for you, but His almighty hand is upon you. You are His workmanship. You are one of those ladies in the Lord packed with His deeper beauty. Your responsibility and mine is to trust and obey God, to live for Him and through Him, without excuse or apology, but with all worship and honor unto Him. We are to abide in Him, and when we do, He'll abide in us. Often we're not living aware of the deeper beauty within us because of all the things I shared earlier in the chapters of this book, but also because of our own lack of awareness or lack of obedience. Once we know better, we must do better. Amen? Amen. One of the ways I received victory in this area was to speak words aloud that aligned with what God says about me and my life. It is time to change the way you speak about yourself. The next time you face fear, anxiety, or discouragement, fight back with this. I am confident in Christ. I'm only defined by what God and His word says solely. I am the righteousness of God through Jesus, and nothing the enemy says is truth. Only Jesus is truth. Amen. The next time negative thoughts attack your mind, read 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and 5 aloud. As a matter of fact, memorize it and pray it aloud. When those negative thoughts come to challenge you and tell you that you're not any further along in your journey than you were 5 years ago or even 5 minutes ago, that's the time to muster up that Holy Spirit boldness and speak aloud. I may not exactly be who, where, or what I should be yet, but the key word is yet. I'm a work in progress, and I'm His. When we shape our mind, our thoughts, and our hearts, which is our emotions, our words and behavior after what God's word says, then we live as the beautiful women He created us to be. We can live with power, love with power, serve God, our families, and others with power. We can say, yes, Lord, to the call of God on our lives and walk in it with power and humility. What are you saying to yourself? What are you saying to yourself? What are you thinking and feeling about yourself? How are you behaving? How are you treating yourself? Does it align with the Bible? Do you realize that you are perfected with the deeper beauty of God's handwriting on your life? Do you know it? Do you realize it? Do you believe it? Girlfriend, live like you know it's true. You are beautiful. Stand up if you can and just shake yourself loose right now. Shake off every negative word spoken to you from others or from yourself. Throw your hands up in the air and just shake it all off. And while you're doing it, just start thanking God for his handwriting on your life. Thank him for defining you through his son Jesus and for making you beautiful in him. Thank him for never giving up on you and for loving you as much as he does. I'm serious about living free and helping each one of you to live free in Christ and see yourselves through his eyes because you are his. It's a one day at a time journey, ladies, so don't quit. Amen. That is chapter 9 in the book. I pray that it encourages and blesses you. And I want to remind you of some of the ways that God sees you. You're his fresh canvas. You're victorious. I want you to take this in. I want you to close your eyes if you're somewhere where you can do that. And I want you to take this in because this is all biblical. These are the ways that God sees you. You're his fresh canvas. You're victorious. You're his workmanship. You're his daughter, a vessel for his glory. You're fruitful. You're unique. You're a conqueror. You're trophies of his grace. You're restored. You're his masterpiece, a life bearer, both in the natural and in the spirit realm. You're his beauty. You're extremely valued. You're strong and courageous. You're purposed and valued. You're favored by God. You're his everlasting love. You're empowered by his presence. You're influential. You may not know it, but you are. Somebody's watching you. You're influential. You're beautiful in his eyes. You're transformed. You're not a victim. You're a survivor. You're confident in Christ. We don't need to be confident in and of ourselves, ladies. We are confident in Christ. We're Christ's ambassadors. We're made in the image of God. You're the apple of his eye. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You're the head and not the tail. You're a woman of strength and you're a woman of dignity. You're healed and you're whole. But you got to walk in it, ladies. We have to walk in it. We have to walk in it. If you have the companion study guide, you will see a bunch of scriptures in an attachment that I also put in there to encourage you to see yourself through God's eyes as well. Now, as we bring this portion of the program to a close, I want to read something, a portion of something that is also in the companion study guide to minister to you. The title of it is Now I Believe I Am Beautiful in God's Eyes. And it's something that I put together based on scripture and based on how I began to speak life over myself many, many years ago. And I have tweaked this and changed it as the Holy Spirit has led me over the years whenever I share it with women. It's too long for me to go into, but I want to share a portion of it now to help you to see how to speak life over yourself through the Word of God. I am God's daughter. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am living with a divine purpose and a divine plan on a divine path that God has set for me. I live the word of God, which is a lamp unto my feet and a light for my path. I have the Holy Spirit alive and at work in me. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want for anything. Even when I face the valley low, I won't fear. Why? Because my God is with me. I am prosperous in God's joy and peace. I'm not where I need to be yet, but I'm on the right road. I'm a work in progress, and God's hand is on my life. I live with expectancy in God's goodness. I will not fear. Even when fear comes, I will do whatever I have to, even if I have to do it afraid, because I'm a person of faith, not fear. Ladies, I wrote a long thing. Again, it's in the companion study guide to bless you. But the key is for you to learn how to speak life over yourself. You know, I've ministered to new believers, to women who are more mature in Christ. I've ministered to weaker Christians. I've ministered to Christians who have come back to God. I've ministered to women who have been saved a long time by number, but have not begun to grow spiritually and then now desire to. So I said that to say that no matter where you're at in your spiritual journey with the God of the Bible, He loves you, and you're beautiful in His eyes. You're bright, brilliant, and beautiful. And you've got to not only read a few of His scriptures or do the various Bible studies that are out there or connect in social media with some of the things that are shared about Christ or sit in church service under a sermon or buy devotional books and read them. It's time to take it in and believe it, to dare to believe the God of the Bible and what He says about you. And stop believing the lies of the enemy. And I'm not just speaking to you. I'm speaking back to me. We've got to stop believing what the world says on television, on the radio, in magazines, even what people say around us in the circles that we may be in. We've got to believe what God says. And the only way we're going to be able to do that is, number one, we got to hunger for God. We got to go after Him. We got to go after His presence. We got to really go after His presence. I mean, hungry. The way we go after things in this world. When we were single, we go after a man that we're attracted to. Once he pays attention to us, we go after him, right? We make ourselves available to him. We want to connect and be in relationship with him. Now, let me side note that for a minute. I'm not suggesting to chase down a man. That's not what I'm saying. Understand what I said, because I don't believe in doing that. Nobody should chase down anybody. But I do believe that when we were single, that for those of you who are married now, you probably can attest to this, when the gentleman showed interest and it was someone we were interested in, we wanted to make ourselves available to him. Well, how much more should we make ourselves available to God? That's my point. We need to run after God and be hungry for his presence and be hungry for his word. And be hungry for time with him in prayer. And I know life is busy. I know it. I know that we can get stuck in all kinds of other things for our family, for our church, with our ministries, with our businesses, with our books, with our friendships, with our hobbies, with our this, with our that. But God must be first. And, yeah, we're going to slip up. But when we do, we need to back up a minute and say, wait a minute. Wait a minute, I'm feeling a little bit dry. Something's up. Okay, I'm missing my time with my God. He's got to be priority. And when he is, when we hunger for him, when we go after him, then all of the devotional books and all of the different versions of the Bible and all of the sermons we sit under and all the conferences we go to and all the Bible studies we engage and all the retreats that we go to and all of the things that we do, we will begin to sit down and take in his word, which is already alive and active, and it will become alive and active in us. Something ought to change in us. If we're in the presence of God to the degree that we all seem to be, then something ought to change in us where we align our thinking with his thinking. Well, Lisa, I don't know what God thinks. Yes, we do. It's in his word. Now, his ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. However, if we're looking for how God wants us to connect with him, we find that in his word. His heart speaking to us is in his word. And he wants you to know that you are his. that you are beautiful in his eyes, that there is something that he has put down inside of you that is not in anybody else, something that he's purposed for you to bring to the world. And the world doesn't necessarily mean the entire world, but your household, your community, or the mission field, or to a book, or to a friendship, or to a relationship. First and foremost, ministry starts at home, to whoever's up under your roof. But God has put something important and special and valuable down inside of you. You're needed. Your voice is needed. Your heart is needed. The wisdom that God has put in you is needed. The experiences that you've walked through, ladies, is needed. Nothing to be ashamed of. Nothing to hide from. Nothing to run from. Yes, we should share orderly, decent and in order according to the way God leads us. But don't run from your past. Don't run from the pain. Don't run from your testimony. Don't run from the things that you walk through. Because you know what? Part of it's for you. But part of it is for somebody else. So that you can reach back and grab the hand of another hurting woman and help her to reach the restorative power that comes to us through the God of the Bible. Amen. So I want to encourage you. It has been exciting and it's been a privilege to share with you from my book, You Are Beautiful in God's Eyes. Every time I hear from someone, I'm not only in further awe of God, but oftentimes I'm in tears because I think to myself, little old 80-page book, you know, go figure that God would just use something like that to not only bless me, but to bless so many other women. Dare to believe what God says about you. Dare to believe how God views you. Dare to believe that God is already using your life as long as you're willing and available. Dare to believe that God's handprint is on your life. Dare to believe that his heart and his hand is with you. And that greater things than these, as Jesus said, you will do. Greater things than these will experience in God. But it's a journey. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. And don't compare yourself to other women. Be who you are. Because as I said on my You Are Beautiful in God's Eyes Facebook page this morning, you are more than enough. Because just being you is more than enough. Because you have the presence of the living God inside of you. You've been made in his image, so you're more than enough. You have God's deeper beauty within you. In all of our imperfections and flaws and frailties and inabilities and insecurities and all of our messiness, I like to call it, we have God alive inside of us. We are not God. Contrary to what some say out there in the world, none of us is God. Amen? But if you're saved, if you have given your life to God the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ, then you have the power and love of God alive inside of you, just bursting to come forth. So the next time you're in the mirror, I want you to stand there and look at yourself in the mirror. And I don't want you to just see Jesus, although that's enough. Amen? But I want you to see who you are in God. I want you to look at yourself in all of our little dents and sagging and all of our little lumps, bumps, and chunks and all of our little imperfections to our body and our faces. And if you're like me, you got gray hairs and all of that, and I love it. I love it. I don't have any problems with my hair, whether it's my natural hair that I'm wearing out, or y'all know I'm the queen of wigs. I love my wigs. But when you stand in the mirror, I want you to look at you, the bare you, just you, and I want you to smile, and I want you to look up to heaven, and I want you to thank God for being you, for him being alive in you, and for him making you in his image, and for him saying that you are his. And I want you to thank God for saying you're beautiful in his eyes. Amen. And then I want you to celebrate. I want you to hand clap God. I want you to get excited. And I want you to humble yourself and ask God to use your life for his glory, for him to have his way in you, so that you can be the best mom, the best wife, the best single woman, the best ministry leader, the best servant, the best businesswoman, the best student, the best volunteer, the best author, the best speaker, the best preacher, the best teacher, the best friend, the best daughter, the best sister, the best auntie, the best godmother that you could possibly be. And if I left out a category that you fit in, just go ahead and ask God, help me to be my best in that, Lord, for your glory. He'll do it. He only looks for an available heart. Amen. I love y'all, and I'm excited about next week's program. I hope you'll stay with me as we move forward in the Whole Woman program. It has been an exciting year so far. We started together the beginning of February. If you're interested in any of the programming that has gone on, you can visit my website, Lisa Shaw Ministries. The web address is lisashawcares.com. And you can go to the Whole Woman Radio link that's on there, and all of the programs are embedded there for your convenience. Now, I just want to share with you, before I pray for you, I want to share with you a little bit of some of the upcoming programs that we're going to have on the Whole Woman Radio program. We're going to bring on some guest interviews, women who are going to share their hearts with you in God. I will only ever invite on my program people that I feel God is leading me to invite. I reach out most of the time privately. Today I did a little bit differently, and I felt the Lord leading me to put it out there on my Facebook page, and I did. But I still will only bring on to the program those who I feel the Lord leading me to bring on to the program that's in line with the vision that he's given for this program. So I'm really excited about that. We'll bring on a few ladies who will share their walk with you, their messiness. You know, Lisa don't do the fluff on my program. We're going to talk about the messiness, about our triumphs and our trials, about the things that we struggle with. And, you know, no matter how much we may be walking powerfully in God, we all got some struggles. Amen. So we'll have some women on that will share with you. We're also going to have some upcoming program on the women in the Bible. I'm going to be sharing with you some Thursdays on different women in the Word of God and how we can look at ourselves through their lives. We're also going to do some segments on taking better care of ourselves. Oh, boy. Spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, we're going to jump in and talk about that because this is the Whole Woman Radio program. Amen? So we need to be talking about how to take better care of ourselves. We're also going to have a program on women affirming women in the faith because, you know, if you know me, then you know that I'm all about that. We're going to do more segments on marriage. We're going to have segments for singles. I'm going to do a segment on prepping for marriage more than the wedding. We're going to be talking about that also. And the reason why I'm going to do that is because I talk a lot to single women on the side. And so I believe sometimes a lot of attention is put more into the wedding day, into the preparation for the wedding day than into the preparation for the marriage. And one is for one day, but one is for a lifetime. Amen. Both are important, but the one for a lifetime we need to give some more attention to. Then we're also going to be talking about some more tender subjects like abandonment and some of those raw emotions that we feel as women, things such as anxiety, fear, disappointment, procrastination, insecurities. We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to do a program on grief. We're going to do a program on how to really pray and love on and work through with your prodigal child, prodigal teen, I should say, or prodigal young adult. We're also going to do a program titled Weary in the Wait. Anybody waiting on God for a few things? Well, we're going to talk about how to do that. And you'll see on my website there are some programs where I talk about that a little bit, but this will be geared toward that completely. And we're going to have a program on living holy. I know a lot of times we run from that subject, but we're going to talk about what that really means in a practical way. You know, we're going to talk about that. We're also going to do a program on the Holy Spirit. Can't talk about living holy without talking about the Holy Spirit. We're also going to do a program, and I, you know, I'm transparent, so I'm just going to put it out there and say we're going to talk about forgiveness and what it really looks like. What it really looks like. I mean, it's so easy for people to say, oh, you should forgive because God said to forgive. Forgiveness is a decision. It really is a decision. A decision if we're going to obey God and forgive or not. But there is a struggle in that depending on what we've walked through, what the experience is, whether or not the other individual has owned whatever the hurt was toward you. There's a lot involved in that. And so, yes, God gives a very definitive on forgiveness, but we also need to be willing and able to break out some of the areas on forgiveness and how it affects us so that we could really get to the point in God where we're genuinely forgiving one another. Amen. We're also going to have some programs on leadership, women who are in leadership, and the, what I call the pitfalls and progress of being a woman in leadership. So we'll be talking about that. We're going to have a program on parenting today. That's the title of it, Parenting Today. And we'll probably have a program on taking care of the home and maybe do a little talk on decluttering and some of the other things, some good recipes and fun stuff like that. Maybe we'll do that close to Thanksgiving. We're going to have a program about social media, the helps and the hurts of it. We're going to jump into that as well. I'm excited about the Thanksgiving program that we'll do where we're going to talk about not just ways that we're thankful to God on a spiritual way, but in some practical ways that we're thankful to Him. So we've got all of that and more that will be upcoming over the weeks and months ahead as we close out this year and merge into a new year. I'm excited about that. Anybody else excited about that? I'm excited. I'm always excited about not only a new day, but a new year, because it's an opportunity for us to say a scripture that I love. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, and His mercies endure forever. I love that scripture. Amen. Well, let me pray for you as we close out on today's program. Father God, I just thank you for, once again, for the privilege to pour into your daughters today. Thank you for your deeper beauty that's alive inside of each one of them. Thank you, God, for your handwriting that is on their lives. I pray, Lord, that they would really, really grab hold to that message. I pray, Lord, that they would grab hold even more tightly to you. I pray, Lord, that you'd bless them in their minds, God, that their thinking would align with your word. I pray, Lord, that you would heal the areas of hurts that so many of them are enduring right now in their hearts, even behind their smiles and their wonderful words and their servant's heart and all of that. There's some hurts. And I pray, Lord, for your healing touch upon them in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you would bless them in their bodies. I pray, Lord, that they would take better care of themselves as I pray the same for myself, that we would hear you and obey you, God, not just on a spiritual level, but in the practical things that are before us, that we would take better care of ourselves so that you can use us, God, more for your glory, and so that we can be here to be a blessing for those whom we love that you've put in our lives. I pray, Lord, for their loved ones. I don't know their names or their needs, but you do. And I pray for them now, God. I pray for those who don't know you yet. I pray for the women who are praying for their husbands who are unsaved, for their children who are unsaved, for relatives who are unsaved, for friends who are unsaved. I pray for their hearts to unharden and be open to you, that they would just find themselves right in the presence of you, a loving God, that they would surrender their lives to you through the Lord Jesus Christ and receive him as their King, as their Lord, as their Savior, through the repentance of their sin. I pray, Lord God, for some of the struggles that are going on in some of these precious women's homes. You know the tears that they cry in private. You know the things that they're praying to you and calling out to you for. You know, Lord, the things that they write down privately in their journal books. You know, Lord, the things that they think about when they're in their cars or when they have a private moment. You know the heaviness on some of their hearts, Lord.
And I just pray now for the comfort of your Holy Spirit for each one of them. I pray, Lord, that they would come to you. It's good that we can go to each other, but God, I pray first they would go to you, that they would find comfort in your presence, that they would cast the whole of their care on you, as your word says, because you care about them. So whatever their worries, their concerns, their anxieties and fears, the frustrations, whatever it is, I pray they'd release it to you because you care about them. I pray, Lord, for the women right now who are listening in and who are praying with me, who are saying, God, I want more of you. I want to know you more intimately, more deeply. I pray that for them right now, God. I pray against all the devil-designed distractions around them that's trying to hinder them and block them from knowing you more intimately, more deeply, from abiding in you even more. I pray, Lord, that they would go after you, because the beauty of that, God, is knowing that we don't have to go far, because your hands and your arms are open to us, ready to fill us up to overflow in your presence. So I speak your joy and your peace over your daughters who are listening in today. I pray, Lord, your purpose and your plans for their life, that they would walk patiently and that they would continue to love you with all of their heart, soul, and mind, that they would live for you and love you and share your love with others. Thank you, Father, for hearing my prayers for them. Thank you for moving in our lives in ways that are seen and not yet seen. Thank you for never giving up on us. We love you, Abba Father. And we thank you for your love in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord, ladies. Again, it was just such a blessing to share with you today. Remember, you house the deeper beauty of God. Remember that you're beautiful in God's eyes. I'll see you back here next Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Whole Woman Radio program. I would love to hear from you and connect with you, pray with you. You can catch me through my website, lisashawcares.com. All the ways to catch me on social media is also on my website, so I'd love to hear from you. God bless you, and stay encouraged in the Lord. And remember, you're sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. God bless you.